judging when to harvest late-planted corn. Hello everyone, I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As we enter average harvest time, some farmers are wondering when to expect late-planted corn to be ready for harvest, and if it will be ready before the first frost. In this Managing for Profit, a field agronomist with Burris Seed will provide tips on how to judge grain moisture and better estimate when to anticipate harvest. More after this commercial break on Brownfield. Dana Harder is a field agronomist for Burris Seed in Missouri and Illinois. He tells Brownfield the easiest way to determine corn dry down is to look at the milk line.
R5, you know, that's early dent. And when you see that first dent, that grain moisture is going to be about 50%. About halfway down, that's about 40%. When it gets to R6, that's when you'll see the black layer. And that's when the plant's finished putting all that dry matter into that ear, and the risk from freeze is pretty minimal.
Another way is to monitor growing degree units by getting your historical GDDs from the Midwest Climate Center. But Harder says the formula is different for late-planted corn.
As you get planting dates beyond May 1st, corn hybrids will shorten up, so you need to take off about 6.8 GDDs per day for every day that you planted that crop past June 1st.
He says GDDs can also help determine harvest dates, which in his area are looking earlier than expected.
Historically, you know, for the month of September, we lose about 6 points of moisture per day. These last 2 weeks of heat have really pushed that along, and it's looking a lot more optimistic for some of these later planting dates. So actually, instead of 0.6 points of moisture per day, we were losing 0.8 points of moisture per day, and that's huge. So though, if you think of that May and April planted corn, that's going to push that harvest up about 5 to 8 days. And when we start looking at that June corn, that's going to push it up 2 weeks if we're targeting 17% moisture.
Harder tells Brownfield dry down can also be determined by plant characteristics.
But the characteristics you look at is your husk, and that includes how many leaf number there are on your husk, the thickness of that, how well it covers that ear. When you think about how that ear, whether it's erect or if it's drooping down, when you have rainfall events, if it's pointed down, it's going to keep that moisture away. If it's upright, you have the chance for more moisture being ponded next to that ear. The cob diameter, so narrower cobs actually dry faster. And when it comes to kernel type, you know, you got those flintier dark orange kernels. They tend to dry slower than some of the lighter grain kernels you see out there.
Harder says it all comes down to what works best in your operation.
Ideally, some growers like leaving that corn out there and let nature dry it down. But then some growers, you know, they're willing to harvest wetter corn and dry it down just to keep things going. So this just gives you another tool to help manage those fields and those hybrids that you're utilizing.
That was Dana Harder with Burris Seed, and I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.